I'm joined here this morning with Shirley DeRouge from Downtown Dubois for your midweek chat. It's been a while since you've been in here, and this time Dan isn't even here to see you this morning.
No, he's not, but it's a pleasure talking with you, Bronson.
So what can you tell us about what's going on in the downtown? It sounds like quite a bit is happening throughout the month of June.
Yes. This weekend, we will be taking part in Community Days. We have a bingo tent that will be set up behind the amphitheater. We will be there Friday from 5 until 11, and then Saturday, 11 to 2. And then keep your eye out in the parade because we will be walking through the parade with a float.
Well, I see the materials right behind me here, and it looks like it's going to be quite the float for you.
Yes, it is. It's quite impressive.
And then coming up, you're telling me about next Thursday, there's going to be something kind of important going on.
Yes, as we are approaching the final days to submitting our designation application for the Main Street program, we are required to host a town hall meeting to discuss with the residents our plans, our five-year strategic plan that we have been working diligently on. So we are to be presenting that to the public, and we invite everyone and anyone to attend. It's next Thursday, 6 p.m. at Parkside Community Center.
And if anyone wasn't able to make that, but they wanted to find out information, is it all right for them to get a hold of you?
Please reach out to me. And I'm also exploring the option of having a virtual session as well for those that cannot come out, that something online so that I can discuss it with those that aren't available to attend otherwise.
Definitely. A lot happening in the downtown, and that's not even all of it. It's still June 11th, but before we know it, it's going to be, I believe, the 28th, you're telling me, and the farmer's market.
Farmer's market kicks back up June 28th until October 4th. So it's every Saturday in Pershing parking lot, starts at 8 a.m. until 11 a.m. And as Dan and I have discussed, and as you know, Bronson, you need to be there early because everything gets picked over quite quickly.
I've noticed that when I first moved in here about a year ago in August. I loved the farmer's market, but I always had to get there early. Otherwise, some of the veggie stands were just out of everything.
Yes. They people come quick, very early, and it gets picked over quickly. So, yes, put that on your calendar. Saturday, June 28th, first day of farmer's market.
All right. Do you have any other updates for anyone out there?
At this time, there's just a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that's happening. Community Days has kept us very busy trying to make all the preparations for that. And also with our designation being so close to being able to hit that submit button, the plan is July 1st is the day that everything will be submitted to PDC for the first review. And then once they approve it, it moves on to DCED for their final approval.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being in here with us for our midweek chat, Shirley.
Yes, thank you.
And of course, we'll see you in about, I think, 2 weeks.
Yes, that sounds great.